This is VOA News.
I'm Marissa Melton. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's socialist political alliance is claiming victory in Sunday's legislative elections and is set to gain control of the country's National Assembly. It's the last of Venezuela's branches of government where the opposition held sway. Pro-Maduro candidates received 67% of the votes cast, according to Venezuela's National Electoral Council. Voter participation came in at just over 30%. The opposition has accused Maduro of rigging the election. They've called on their supporters to boycott the vote. But the boycott did not dampen Maduro's mood. In a televised address, Maduro said, quote, "We have recovered the National Assembly with the majority vote of the Venezuelan people." More than 50 countries, including the United States, recognize National Assembly President Juan Guaido as the head of the South American nation rather than Maduro. Guaido declared himself the acting president of Venezuela in January 2019, but Maduro has not relinquished his office. Partial results in Romania's general election indicate the opposition Social Democrats won Sunday's vote with just under 30% of votes in both houses of parliament. The centrist liberals of Prime Minister Ludovic Orban came second with around 24% of votes for the two houses. The centrist alliance USR Plus won 15.4% of the votes. Orban is expected to be nominated by President Klaus Johannes to form a coalition government, even if final results show him slightly behind his political rivals. A government led by Orban would be welcomed by the European Union, which has been frustrated of years of efforts by a succession of leftist Romanian governments accused of trying to suppress the independence of the courts. That's the charge they deny. This is VOA News. Indonesia has received 1.2 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine made by China's Sinovac. It's as the world's fourth most populous nation struggles to get soaring case rates under control. The doses arrived in Jakarta late Sunday on a flight from Beijing, with another 1.8 million doses expected to be sent next month. Although Chinese regulators have yet to clear any of the country's vaccines for mass distribution, they have approved some advanced candidates for emergency use. On Monday, the chief of Indonesia's COVID-19 response team said the first batch of doses will be examined by the Food and Drug Agency, with plans to distribute them to medical workers and other high-risk groups. Officials said the country's top Muslim clerical body will also check the first consignment to ensure they meet halal requirements in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation. Chinese pharmaceutical firm Sinovac Biotech has secured $500 million in extra funding to produce its COVID-19 vaccine. That word came down on Monday. The country's racing to roll out an inoculation for general use. China's official figures indicate Beijing has largely brought the virus under control, with only 281 active cases still receiving treatment. But China has promised to make its vaccines available as a global public good as it seeks to counter global criticism for its early handling of the pandemic. Although regulators have yet to approve China's vaccines for mass distribution, the country has approved some advanced candidates for emergency use. U.S. President Donald Trump's outgoing administration is set to approve a controversial land swap later this month that would give Rio Tinto Limited and partners more than 9.7 square kilometers to build an Arizona copper mine, even though the project would destroy religious and cultural sites sacred to Native Americans. Tribal leaders and other critics allege that the U.S. government is fast-tracking the environmental review process before Trump is replaced by President-elect Joe Biden next month. That's a charge the government and Rio Tinto deny. The land swap outlined in U.S. government documents reflects the tension between the increasing global attention on the rights of indigenous peoples and the need to boost metals production to power electric vehicles and reduce global carbon emissions. The San Carlos Apache tribe says the mine, if built, would destroy land considered the home of religious deities and sites used for tribal ceremonies, including one to celebrate teenage girls who have come of age. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.